to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Spine tingling. Not just because my spine's been hurting for the past week, but wow.
That
Chris Stapy
rendition of the national anthem is the reason he will never do the national anthem again.
I heard that.
Yeah.
He'd be like, he wanted one opportunity. They kept asking him. They were like, yep. Chris, hey, Chris, how are you going to do our national anthem?
He's like, no.
I ain't ready yet.
And then he was.
And then he unleashed the beast.
And then he killed it. And yeah, so he doesn't plan on doing it ever again. Because like, how do you top that?
Yeah, you really don't. And then you send it home with a happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Woo. Ooh.
Innings Festival tonight. Gonna go hang out with the bachelor party whether they like it or not.
Because technically, you weren't really invited.
No, not really.
They just used you for tickets.
No, but my buddy hit me up yesterday and he goes, hey, just got my tickets. Thanks so much. I'll see you there. And I was like, you dang right you will.
Yes, you
cowboy.
Will.
Neck is feeling much better today.
You look like you have a lot more movement in it today.
Yeah, it's kind of concerning though because it's like, it's right on the edge of like feeling great, but it's you still feel it's there, so I don't want to make any sudden movements.
No, and you shouldn't, but you also, like, your body, when you first hurt your neck, all of your muscles tensed up.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is
yeah.
why you couldn't move.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that you've seen the chiropractor,
yep.
he did a little bit, now your muscles are starting to relax, so you're going to get that little bit of release.
Absolutely.
So you're going to feel a lot better.
I've released quite well over the past couple days.
Really happy for you.
I hope it's a full release.
It continues to happen for you.
All right, no, let's get serious. Let's get professional today.
Okay. That sounds awful.
Why start now?
JK. Yo, thank you to everybody who's been reaching out on social media saying they love the show. We're a month deep now, a month and a couple weeks, and it's feeling great to me.
I love it.
I'm
happy.
I convinced these guys to show up to work every day with me, so it's going pretty well. We appreciate every single person that listens, that loves making us a part of their morning. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you for that.
Absolutely.
Should we get into a program?
We should get into a program.
All right. Here we go. Kick off the podcast. we got Minute to Win It coming up. We got another opportunity. Let's do it today.
I want to give away these tickets on a Friday.
Yeah.
I hope you're paying attention.
We revealed 9 out of 10 questions. There's one more to go. And I will say, if you're a Disney fan, there's a good chance
it's going to come in clutch.
The answer today.
But also, if you have all 9 written down and you know, that will leave you extra allotted time.
To use resources.
To figure it out.
Okay, we're not telling you to cheat, but you know, it's not cheating.
It's not cheating. It's using your resources.
You got a minute. You got a minute. If you got Neil deGrasse Tyson sitting next to you, hey, that's what you got.
That's what you got.
All right, let's get into a show. Camel Nation, hang out with us.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Aiden reached out to us and said his cousin is no longer allowed to visit him ever.
Oh no, that's an aggressive statement.
Apparently, he's gotten into this habit where he's leaving a little present for him in the toilet.
Ew!
I know, I'm sorry. Guys, I don't make this stuff up. You guys send in your requests, and I, of course, have to break the news. So we're going to break it to Ben next.
What? Like, dude, 3 calls? What's going on?
Hey, Ben?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have news from your cousin Aiden.
Okay.
He wants you to know that you are no longer welcome at his apartment anymore because of your visit last night. He went on to ask, why is it every time you visit his apartment, the toilet is clogged? And he also asked, are you an excessive toilet paper abuser? Is this your thing?
No.
Why do you do that?
It's not the fact that I'm a excessive toilet paper user. It's completely on purpose. It's him. He's been such a head ever since we've been growing up. This is my little revenge right here. Like, every time I go
over, you are diabolical.
Listen, every time I go over his house, I make sure when I leave, and I don't say anything either, when I leave, that toilet will feel my wrath. Like, he knows. I need him to feel this.
That is, you know, it's just, that is brutal. I love it, though.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah, like it, like right before I go over there, I make sure I go get Taco Bell or anything like that. I just go to town.
You know, he said you're not allowed at his apartment anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm on my way over there today.
Well, make sure you leave him a little gift for me, too, while you're at it, okay?
It's going to be a big gift. Not a little.
Never that. Disgusting.
So gross.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Our producer
is wonderful.
Producer AB Baby, that's not where I was going with this.
Oh.
Is a complete psychopath.
Yeah, that's also true.
I worry about my life now that I've witnessed what is happening in his. I worry that he's going to come in here one day and take us all out.
Wow, bro.
So dramatic.
No, it's not, because he has 100,000 unread emails.
That is a lot. It's excessive.
What do you mean that is a lot?
It's a lot.
The president doesn't have 100,000 unread emails, and he's famous.
How many? Is it one email box or is it multiple email boxes?
That's five. That's across five.
Okay.
So you don't have a handle on any of the five.
But there's a
this big, worries me. What if people are like, huge... I gotta reach out to producer Abe Baby to get a hold of Nico and Cheyenne.
Good luck.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Well, oh, so here's the that's across five that don't include my work email.
Okay,
so how many do you have unread in your work email?
None. It's work email. I have to keep up with that one.
I have 1,000 unread in my work email.
Okay.
See, come
but
on
hold
now.
On.
My work email, that's
I get a lot of like spam stuff from like promotional things.
Toss it.
Well, I do, but I need them because they're like PR people. Right. It's just I don't always open them.
There's a big thing that you left out, which is like about a year to a year and a half ago, I went to bed with a clean inbox. All inboxes were clean.
Yeah.
Well, how do you? So
like, that's how I go
like
to bed.
Some lifelong thing. Like the thought of a six figures.
Six figures.
Heart palpitations.
That's
now,
insane. 100K.
I know, man, but just life got crazy and deleting some random email from Nike about a sale I wasn't going to use.
Just... Okay, I understand spam mail, especially right now because they just redid the whole inbox structure on iPhones for some reason. I don't know why they did so wacky with the updates.
I don't use that one.
It's really wild.
Yeah.
It's not very good. I use it just because I've traditionally always used it. You use Gmail, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? I use the Apple native one, and same. It sucks. Now I'm getting all this spam mail. Russia is attacking us.
Oh, no.
Do you need to grow in the area that you need to grow in? I'm like, wow. Why am I getting these emails all of a sudden?
Yeah.
So it's a pain in the butt to keep deleting or sending into junk mail. But every single night when I go to bed, it's empty. It's clear. Clear and empty.
I aspire to get back to that.
I don't.
You got to do some cleansing, my friend.
I know.
But you got to do some serious cleansing. What if there's actual people trying to get a hold of you? Do you scan your email?
Yeah.
You just don't open them.
Yeah, I glance through every day. Yeah, I'm not missing anything important. I promise.
Yeah, I don't care enough to do any of that.
He needs to start deleting accounts.
I also haven't been in my Yahoo emails in years, so they're probably just sitting there collecting.
I have an AOL email address.
See, well, how much you have in that?
That's the one that the spam's coming through now.
Oh,
but normally the spam blocker usually gets it, but they're just not getting it right now.
I keep a janky Hotmail account for stuff that I don't care about.
I keep that for, hey, would you like to sign up for the 10% membership discount today? Yeah, you're getting my AOL account.
I just use whatever one comes to mind first.
See what kind of discount you're going to get, and then you got to plug in your
Yeah. Free shipping. All you have to do is enter your email and agree to take text messages from us. I'm like, no.
Yo, the text message thing is a whole different story.
That's wild. I have to type stop to some of my friends sometimes. I'm like, unsubscribe.
No, thank you.
Delete. Camel Nation, I'm a little disturbed by what we're talking about here.
I don't have a preference either way because I really don't care.
I saw it on his home screen and my eyes almost popped out of my head.
It was a lot.
Steven in Peoria is on the phone. Morning, buddy.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, so Steven, Abe, our producer, has over 100,000 emails unread, which is traumatic to me.
It's diabolical.
I keep a very clean plate when it comes to my email inbox. What's your situation?
All right. So, man, I have an email, and I set this up a long time ago.
What's a long right, time so, ago?
Okay.
This is in a galaxy far, far away. No, this is this is early 2000s, which...
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, okay, so I'm a bit of a nerd, if you couldn't tell.
Well, if I was going to say what a nerd sounds like, Stephen. Nailed it!
Yeah, a Star Wars reference within the first 15 seconds, yeah.
Yep. Love it.
So, back when Tesla, the company, announced that they were going to make electric cars, I jumped on it, and I created a Yahoo account Tesla at Yahoo.com. I was really excited about the electric car industry and everything like that. I still am. But honestly, you would be surprised how many people email that email address at Yahoo.
They email the
like
Tesla Yahoo
questions about yes, Yahoo. Asking questions about electric cars. It's crazy.
Dear Elon Musk.
I remember when I first started in radio, I had a radio email at Yahoo. And my co-host at the time was like, if you want to be taken seriously, you need to get rid of your Yahoo account.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart move. So how many thousands of emails do you get every minute?
Oh, I don't know if I've done it every minute, but I mean, let's see. I think I have like somewhere over a million unread emails.
What? Oh my gosh.
What kind of storage does Yahoo give you?
I don't know. It's amazing. And,
I mean, do the math. And like, I after a certain point, I just stop clicking on them and reading them. So it just,
I feel like that would be my rainy day. Like if I was bored, I would just go in there and start reading these emails people were sending.
You got to send like a bounce back message. And then like anybody who pursues it even further, then you got to question their mental sanity.
Yeah. this is not the email you're looking
to
for.
To whom it may concern, this is not Tesla Motor Company. This is my boy Steven. I would have to full-blown drug my kid. I would have to have him comatose because of his anxiety when it comes to separation.
Right.
There's no chance he would be able to fly without me or his mom.
Which makes a lot of sense because you guys are with him, you know, every single day.
A lot, yeah. He's also taught at home, so like...
So there's a really big, like, you guys don't have separation.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No.
So that makes sense. But for me, my 8-year-old...
This is a wild idea.
I am with him all the time for the most part, but he does go to school, so we do have that separation, and I do go on work trips like Country Thunder. I'm gone for almost a full week. So he has that separation, and he's able to.
Oh, he doesn't come to Country Thunder with us?
He does not, as much as he would love to. No. So when the conversation came up about sending him to my little brother's house in Boise, Idaho for spring break, was a little bit of an easier conversation.
Yeah.
But I will say, heart palpitations because you're a mom putting your kid on a flight by themselves, right?
Yeah, man.
So that's the conversation. I was on the phone with my brother for Ethan's birthday. He was like, you should send him up here. My brother just built a beautiful new house. He was like, send him up here. He's never been to Boise. And I was like, okay. No.
It sounds amazing.
It does. It sounds great.
And if it goes off without a hitch,
wonderful.
You're booking a trip every month.
All the time.
Bye, Ethan. It's time for your monthly trip to go see Uncle
Caleb.
Yeah.
So it did give me some anxiety because, like I said, Ethan and I don't have a ton of time away from each other.
Yeah.
And you get nervous. But then I had to do the math. Because I moved here in 2019, and my oldest is now 14, and he lives full-time in Washington State.
Right.
So I've been here for going on 6 years now. He's been flying alone on a plane since he was Easton's age, essentially.
No kidding.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, he's going to be okay.
It's kind of like an extravagant lifestyle.
It's extravagant, and also...
The kids are like, yeah.
I have traveled by myself.
I have to fly 3 times this year.
Yeah, they love it. And it was really good for my oldest because it gave him so much independence.
Yeah.
Like, he knew that he could handle it. Like, he can navigate the SeaTac airport by himself.
That's so cool.
Yeah, which I think has been really good for him.
My kid would be so lost.
Where do I go?
We'd be like, no, get out of here, Justin. Go with that strange woman. But no, Dad, you told me not to go with strange women. This time, go, strange woman. Leave
I'm
us.
I'm telling you, it's fine.
He would bug out.
I know,
like,
he would.
Like, they'd be mid, like, flight, and he would be the
freak
kid, like,
out.
Absolutely melting down.
I think the what makes it a lot easier also with Easton, in Easton's case, is that he's watched Justin, my oldest, do this for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
So he's gone with me to the terminal to pick him up. He's gone with me to drop him off. He sees the exchange happening.
Yeah.
So he's kind of grown up with it. So the idea of flying alone for him is kind of normal.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
No, it's definitely healthy.
Yeah.
So they can get the ball rolling with that process.
Exactly.
Because like I said, man, my kid would be up the creek without a paddle. He would not know what to do. He would freak out, and it would not go well.
So I would recommend for him,
capitalize on
it.
Hey, hey, send your boy. Send him.
Bye.
Who wants my kid? See ya.
No. He can go to my brother's. That's about it. Like, that's all you get.
Can my kid go, too?
Sure.
There we go. Uncle
Caleb's. Justin would be like, Dad.
He's like, who's this other kid?
Nico and Cheyenne. Camel Country 107.9.
I'm looking for Nico and Cheyenne this morning.
Hi, Brantley. This is Cheyenne and Nico. Nico and Cheyenne, however you want to cut it. It works out.
Hello.
I heard that. What y'all up to this morning?
It's the Brantley Gilbert Hotline.
Hey.
It is, baby. Let's go now.
You know what we've been doing for the past month that we've been on the air?
Thinking about me and how much you missed me.
We've called our hotline. The Brantley Gilbert Hotline.
Yeah.
And we just been waiting for it to ring. And it rang today. And we got you today.
You know what? I feel like you're telling a lie, but I'm all right with it. It feels good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're excited to talk to you today. We're excited for you to come to town. We're in the business of Brantley here at Camel Country.
I heard that, brother. We're excited to be there. We're bringing some rock stars with us, man. We got Austin Snell, who is just doing some really cool things with country and rock, and Travis Denning. This tour is going to leave a crater wherever it lands.
And, oh, absolutely.
And, we're coming to your city.
I love Austin Snell. I was a fan of him before he got picked, like, before he picked him up for tour. Like, I knew him when it was like when the streaming services are like, this is an artist we're highlighting. That's how I found him, and he is phenomenal.
He is, and he's, you know what, he's a great guy. You know, he surrounds himself with good folks, and, mm-hmm. and I believe in what he's doing, man, and the direction he's taking, and does a great job on stage, too, and I think we're going to do, we're going to be joining each other up there and sharing the stage a little bit on this tour, and the song we're doing is a new one with he and I on it together, and I think folks will dig that. You know, again, Travis Denning brings a lot to the table. And, guys, you know, we knock ticket prices way down on this tour. A lot of these acts that are coming through these days just have their prices jacked through the roof. And it's almost to the point where folks have to pick one show.
Yeah.
You know, to go to for that quarter or whatever. So, you know, God's been good to us through the years, man. And I had a conversation with management. And it was just like, look, I don't care what kind of the hit we take. These folks need to be able to come to a show. Personally, I don't really know how to operate if I'm not touring. So it was going to happen one way or another. But, you know, we were blessed enough to be able to do it. And some of these things start at $25.
I love that.
Yeah.
So folks could still afford to come to our show and get a beer and a t-shirt and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're doing it at a great arena. You're going to be at Mullet Arena on March 8th. And Mullet is a phenomenal arena to be at for music. It just sounds so good. And there's like no bad seat in the house.
And it's the greatest name for an arena ever in the history of
Is it, though? When we had a professional hockey team, because they left, unfortunately, but when we did, they had to play at Mullet Arena for a season, and their very first game inside Mullet, they gave everyone mullets.
Oh, mullet.
It was amazing.
Rightfully so.
So we got Travis Denning. We got Austin Snell. It's the Tattoos Tour. Are we going to get tattoos?
Oh yeah, bud, for sure.
Because that's I'm like, I've never got a tattoo before. You might as well do it on a monumental day, March 8th. I'm going to Tempe early. I'm going to get a tattoo and then go to the tattoo tour.
If you don't, I'm going to be upset.
That's what I'm talking about.
You've had some really great things happen in the last couple of years. First and foremost, congratulations on the new baby.
Yeah.
Thank you so
that
much.
That is so great. What's it like being, you know, a new dad again?
At 40, yeah, it was He was God's idea. So
God does that.
We know what that means.
He does that to you.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
And he's an incredible baby. He's just, you can already tell he's got just a huge heart and a good soul. So, you know, God bless us with the opportunity to raise another one. And I guess he saw fit to bless us for a reason. So we're going to give it all we got.
There you go. And you got to provide for them by touring. It's going to happen March 8th. It's happening at the Mullet. And I would, if you wore a mullet on stage, I think everybody's face would melt in the crowd. I'm not saying you should do it, but I'm saying
it's an opportunity.
You could probably do it.
Well, I've got it. You know, I'm rocking a mini mullet right now.
There you go.
We got to get you a long one, like the long ones that just scream 80s mullet.
I'm down. You know, if I can get it to grow enough by then, we'll see. But
there we go.
I love that. Well, Brantley, we have not seen you since 2023 when you were here for Camel's Beers with Friends, when you were here with Jelly Roll. So we are excited to see you again coming up in just a couple of weeks. Have a great kickoff, and we'll see you soon.
That sounds like a plan. I appreciate y'all having me.
All right, Nico, it's Friday. We got through question number 9 yesterday.
Ooh.
I'm really wanting to send someone to Disneyland today, like the full kit and caboodle.
This is a huge prize. We've been going for, 2 weeks now?
Yes.
Minus a day because of President's Day. But, hey, we're in it to win it with Minute to Win It, baby.
Yeah, we are. We've got Ashley and Mesa. Ashley, are you ready to play Minute to Win It?
Yes, I am.
All right, you've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over. There is no second chances.
Okay.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
Okay, Ashley, question number 1. How many fingers does Mickey Mouse have on each hand?
Four.
Which ocean can you find the Bermuda Triangle?
The Atlantic Ocean.
How many chambers is the heart divided into?
4.
What is the name of our galaxy?
Milky Way.
A golden anniversary represents how many years of marriage?
50.
What is the elevation of the highest peak in Arizona?
12,633.
What do you call the particles that orbit the nucleus of an atom?
Electrons.
What is the only planet in our solar system that rotates clockwise?
Venus.
Which element has the chemical symbol Fe?
Oh.
Use your resources.
Iron.
What was Disney's first full-length animated film?
Oh, no. Is it Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
We got
it!
Oh,
it is Snow White! Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Yeah! Ashley! Ashley, you went through all 10 questions, which means you win the grand prize for Minute to Win It, which is a vacation to Disneyland, which includes 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland and 2-night hotel stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotels.
Oh, my God. I've never won. Oh, my God. I've never won the hotel or anything. Oh, my God. My kids are going to be so excited.
I have goosebumps for you. I'm so excited.
Oh, you did so good.
I'm going to cry.
Congratulations, Ashley.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I appreciate you guys.
You're welcome. That was our first winner to win it. That's wild.
I'm so glad that it happened today because I did not want to do this again on Monday.
I mean, we are going to do it again. It's just going to be a different prize.
Yeah. I just wanted somebody to win the grand prize.
I like going into the weekend with somebody being able to take home like the biggest prize that you can win.
I think we've all seen the Bailey Zimmerman fail performance.
The multiple fail performances? Yes, we've seen them.
From Crash My Playa, where, wow.
Yeah.
The dude was off his rocker. Do you think any of those people that were in the audience got a refund for that show?
I can tell you matter-of-factly, because I know somebody who was there. Uh-huh. No, they did not. And I can confirm it was as bad in person as it was online.
He even came out. He had to apologize.
Yes.
His record label was like, hey, you look pretty bad after that performance. Maybe
again.
We should make it right.
Again. It's a theme, unfortunately.
So Zach Top was in Mississippi recently, and he was like, you still look like an angel. He was snorting and sniffling. And
he was very sick.
He had the flu, right?
Yeah.
Which is a bad situation. So the fact that he even got up on stage, I give him a look. Hey, you know what, Zach?
Round of
top.
Applause.
Nice job.
Because a lot of people tend to cancel. I mean, no offense to men, but like, y'all get sick and it's like the end of the world. So the fact that he pushed through.
Agreed.
Yeah. The fact that he pushed through is not only impressive.
Because we don't get sick as often as women. So there you go. That's why we fold up.
No, it's because
like
you're big old babies.
The fact that he powered through, I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for doing that.
Do you
that.
Get upset as a patron if you're at a show and they still play? It still happens, but they're sick.
Yeah.
You still get upset?
Well, you're definitely coming out of there like, oh, he didn't sound very good.
A little lackluster, right?
Or, you know, the audio sucked. Or,
yeah.
Someone's always got to complain about something.
Something to gripe about.
But then he realized the fault in his ways and said, you know what? Or he said, you know what?
In his Eastern Washington accent.
I don't know why he sounds like Luke Bryan and Kermit the Frog, but he said, you know what? I'm going to give everybody a refund.
Mm-hmm.
And he refunded all the tickets.
Which
for that
I think
show.
Is really cool.
That's amazing. So not only did they get a show, which was meh, but they also got refunded their money.
Which is meh.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I do kind of feel like the culture that we have created for artists forced him into having to give refunds. I mean, was it the best performance he's ever going to give? No. Obviously not. He was sick. But you also got a show.
You got a show. That's what I'm saying.
He could have canceled.
Exactly.
And he didn't. So did he need to refund?
Producer AB Baby is still waiting to see Rage Against the Machine when he bought the tickets in 2018.
Are you serious?
Oh, man. Was that 2018?
Yeah.
He's like, thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate that.
No, that's officially done.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Every year they'd be like, I think they're going to tour this year.
They moved the date twice. And then on the third time, they just said, here's your refund.
Oh, that's
three,
a bummer.
Three times he had the opportunity. So that was nuts. The fact that they're putting their fans through that.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I mean, he did tear his Achilles.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't pull a Dave Grohl rolling him out on the wheelchair. And then,
no.
This is wild. I saw that show.
Talk about finishing the show, though. The show where he tore it mid-show, he did finish that show.
That's actually really impressive.
And he didn't find out until after. He's like, oh, this is really serious.
Ooh, yeah.
Dang.
Torn Achilles is awful.
So what performance or business or anything that you've ever bought did you hope for a refund because of a poor performance?
I'm probably the worst person to ask because if I feel like I need to get a refund, I will end up getting a refund.
You're like the pit bull.
I am.
I need your corporate number and I need it now.
And I don't do it in a Karen way. I do it in a, I paid for this.
Yeah.
I didn't get this and I will get my money back. I'm very adamant about it. I'm very stern.
Yeah.
I'm also very mean. So
yeah,
and I say that very knowingly. Like it's not a Karen obnoxious mean. It's just
I had this happen recently where I saw, hey, get a hand car wash and you get cheaper gas. So I went with the hand car wash.
Mm-hmm.
My car looked worse coming out than it did going in.
I would have lost my mind.
I was like, hey, did you forget about this quarter panel right here, sir? Completely missed a quarter panel. Like it was like they didn't even look at the car. And I thought, hey, hand car wash is supposed to be like super detailed. Well, needless to say, I tried to get a refund, but they didn't give me one.
You need to do more things with me. Stick with me, kid.
I gotta stick
refunds.
With you.
I got a full refund on my last on my Valentine's Day Uber order.
Wow!
Full refund.
Full refund.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't get the food?
I did get the food. I got the full refund.
Hey, see, that's it. When you get the product and you get a refund, that's a double dip right
telling
there.
Telling you, stick with me.
Camel Nation 602-894-5653. Tell us about some fun refunds that you got. I never show up late for. Oh my God, my nose is running. My nose is running.
Somebody what Zach go catch like?
It. It must have been really bad.
It must have been bad. Or maybe just not up to his personal standard.
Maybe he just has, really high standard for
himself.
Which
is great.
I respect that.
Great quality to have.
Hey, if you can get a concert and a refund at the same time,
sign me
two
up.
Two for one. Let's go.
Yep.
Cheyenne, what's the Camel Nation saying about the refund situation?
The Camel Nation is not so much talking about the refund of Zach Top, but the refunds that they've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Which is wild. You thought that me getting my Uber Eats refund and my food was crazy?
Yeah.
Dude, text from the 602. My entire wedding venue was refunded for my wedding 3 years ago. They were behind on everything and so unorganized that they refunded me back $22,000. That is insane.
Who signs off on that?
I don't know. It must have been like, the only thing that I could think of is that they acknowledged how bad it was. There was probably a post on social. And they were like, we're just going to refund it.
We're going to probably make this take super it down. Right. Yeah.
And just like way overdid it. And then we got a text from the 480 that says, I got a full refund from a Mexican resort. It was the worst experience I've ever had at a resort. Nothing went right. And when I got home, I made a phone call, filed the complaint, and the next day, I was fully refunded.
Boom.
See, sometimes it's not even about like holding people accountable. It's sometimes it's just airing out your grievances.
Yeah.
And sometimes people just make it right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one thing I've learned over the years of like, hey, man, I feel like I didn't get the best service. You got to call them out on it.
You have to.
If you just let it slide, nothing, number one, is ever going to change. And number two, you ain't getting nothing back.
Nothing. I always land on, like, err on the side of, if it's happening to me, who else is it happening to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you see something, say something.
Exactly.
That's kind of where I hit on it.
Well, here's what I'm going to do for my next chiropractic visit. I'm going to walk in there, get my chiropractic adjustment alignment. I'm gonna say, yeah, I'm not fixed yet.
Yeah,
I would like a refund, and I would like you to do it again. And
I'm gonna go again.
Or
it sounds like the people who eat an entire plate of food at a restaurant, and then they're like, I didn't like it. You're like, you ate it.
Cheyenne's dad jokes. Call me petty. Call me rude. Call me childish. I don't care. I'm sticking by it.
Okay. For what?
A person I know very well is having his bachelor party here in the valley this weekend.
Is this the one where like he didn't invite you, but he did invite you without actually inviting you, but then asked you for favors without inviting you?
He asked me for tickets himself and his friends, but he didn't invite me to the show.
So that's this weekend. That's happening.
We have two mutual friends, who are very close to me. And I've met this guy 100 times. Like, I've been to weddings he's been at. I went to a bachelor party he was at. We're like, we're very cool with one another. He found it okay to like reach out to me and say, hey, Nico, need to set up a couple things for my bachelor party. Wondering if you could help out. I was like, okay, cool. How much do I commit to this? Do I fully set it up and then go, wait.
So am I invited?
Am I allowed to come?
Right.
So what I did was this, Cheyenne. I said, you know what? I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you out.
You're a nice guy.
The two friends that we have that are mutual friends.
Right.
I hooked them up with VIP passes to Innings Festival this weekend. Nobody else.
Nobody else.
Nobody else. Myself included. So me and my two friends that are coming as a part of this bachelor party, not the bachelor, are going to be in the VIP section.
And everybody else is in normal?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's kind of petty, but also I feel like it needed to be done.
But I'm kind of here for it because you don't get petty very often. No. Like, you're not a petty guy.
I'm a very nice person.
Out of the three of us, you're the least petty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've turned it up a level.
I'm here for it.
So Innings Festival starts tonight and it's on Saturday, and they're gonna have a whole get together downtown also. And they were like, oh, do you know of any cool spots? I was like, well, yeah, I do.
I do, yes.
You don't.
So are you just gatekeeping all the good places?
I'm doing what I can to root. No, I'm just kidding. No, we're all going to meet up at a brewery at Wilderness.
Oh, I like Wilderness downtown.
Somewhere where everybody can kind of hang out pre and beforehand.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go off to our little VIP sections.
It's just you and your boys?
Yeah.
Leave everybody else in. Sorry. And Gen Pop.
You know, we get our own bathrooms. We get our own bartenders. I think we get massages, too.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
What else is involved in the VIP?
No, you don't.
So I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything else with them this weekend? Because they're here all weekend, right?
They came in yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't really do anything. So today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So
are you committed to the whole bachelor? Like, did you invited?
No. I never got formally invited. That's why I'm petty. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So, see, the pettiness is justified.
Absolutely.
So, is it really petty if it's justified?
Thank you. I'm glad you see
I'm
this
gonna
my
be,
way.
Yeah, I'm definitely on your, like, level with this one.
I love it. I'll let you know how it goes.
Please keep me updated.
If they, you know, start talking about the gentleman's ballet, I can't be a part
of that. Oh,
you're
not a fan of the gentleman's ballet?
I have to be respectful.
You absolutely do.
I have to do it secretly.
That's not respectful.
Well,
hold on. Hold on.
It's better than being public about it.
No. But you are going to go to the show with them this weekend?
Yeah, the concert, the festival. Yeah,
that'll
be
fun, though.
Yeah. Hey, Boyz II Men is going to be there.
I know. I'm a little jealous.
Who else? Fall Out Boy.
Mm-hmm.
The Killers.
I know. It's going to be somebody a really good show.
Somebody told me that you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend.
And I had a February of
last year. Minute to Win It. First go around was a little stressful.
It was really stressful. It's a huge prize on the line.
We didn't know if we were asking too difficult of questions or if we need to lighten up. So we know for next time, we make it harder.
Yeah, you guys are so smart that we're going to make it harder.
It's double jeopardy every single question. No, it's not going to be that hard. We do have a fun new prize. Can we talk about the new prize?
We absolutely can.
Nice.
So next week for Minute to Win It, the grand prize is going to be four. Count it. One, two, three, four. Four four-day passes into Country Thunder and a campsite.
And a campsite?
We're providing you the road to party.
What about the partridge and the pear tree?
You pretty much get that, too. We'll give you the partridge. That's you get the pear tree.
Huge.
It's huge.
I'll even throw a case of beer in there. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you can't do that. I can't do that. Must be 21 or over to play. Just kidding.
We are going to play Minute 20. It's back on Monday with a fresh new set of questions. And coming up on the show, speaking of beer, one of the biggest artists in the country right now got in a little trouble for saying something a little reckless in the New York City bar while he was doing a little drinking.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're going to play the audio for you next. You're not going to want to miss it, Camel Nation. It's coming up. More ammunition for Cheyenne's continuous hatred towards Zach Bryan.
He makes it so easy to not like him as a person. Like, as a human, he makes it easy to not like him.
Man, he thought he would just stroll up in this bar in New York City, play some pool with some buddies, and be a complete a-hole and get away with it.
This is my shocked face. In case you can't see it, I'm not shocked.
So basically, the story is he was playing pool with some people. He was pretty intoxicated. And he got very animated, and they caught it all on those Meta Ray-Ban like glasses,
recording devices. Yeah,
yeah.
It's because everybody has it's something to record now.
It's clear as day.
Yeah,
that it's Zach Bryan, and these guys know that he's a famous guy, but they're keeping their cool, and Zach is not keeping his cool.
Again, I don't like. There is nothing at this point that you could tell me that would like surprise me. Like I don't.
I think his music's good.
I enjoyed it until I found out the person behind the song.
Oh,
and now
the people
I just
behind the music.
Disdain for it.
And here's what happened.
They're my buddy's glasses. No, no, dude, no. Those are lame.
Do you work for Ray-Ban?
Meta Ray-Ban. No, they're not even mine. They're my friends. I'm just around with them.
I want to rip them off your face so bad because we're at a bar.
He says, I want to rip them off your face so bad because we're in a bar.
Yeah, that sounds like him. You know what's crazy about it is, like, for those who don't know, it is rumored that Zach Bryan is abusive, for lack of better words.
Didn't his ex-girlfriend, Brianna Chicken Fry, straight up not sign a non-disclosure agreement about their relationship and withhold $12 million payoff? Just so she could tell her piece?
Yes, 100%. The problem is that, unfortunately, that is a he said, she said situation, and she has yet to release physical information about it.
Right.
However, I will stand by the fact of, like, if you've ever been emotionally or mentally in an abusive relationship, there are things that she has said in podcasts that you would only understand if you've been through it yourself, which I have. So I know that she is 100%
serious.
So she
did talk about it.
She has talked about it. Okay. It's just, there's
no... I just
felt
like that part kind of fell flat. Like, why didn't... I haven't heard anything more about his abuse toward her.
It's because they don't... She spoke her piece, and that's where it was. Because honestly, that's really all that it needed. That's all she wanted, which is why she didn't sign the NDA.
Right.
So... Yeah, but knowing that and then hearing this, like, you're not doing yourself any favors. You just verbalized that you wanted to rip something off of somebody's face because you don't like it. Imagine what he does behind closed doors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then he went on to say this.
Tell me.
I'm not trying to record your ass, dude. I'm trying to record my shit with my friends for memories that I want to have fun. It has nothing to do with and you're just being a douche. Like, you're seriously just being a douche. I don't give a sad over.
That was so sick.
No, dude, we want to see you. Seriously, we're trying.
Thank you.
Save her, bro.
That's
you know, that's cool.
Why is that gay? Why is that gay?
So the patron wearing the glasses is trying to explain himself, and obviously he's being very sarcastic.
Yeah.
He says, oh, wait, we're just trying to record my friends and cherish these memories and remember this time that we had together at this bar, which if you're drunk enough, you won't remember anything ever. So it's kind of a good use for the glasses.
Yeah, a great use for the glasses.
And then Zach Bryan responds with, that's the lamest thing I've ever heard. But he doesn't use the word lame. Which, if you know you're being recorded...
Why would you say that?
It's a tough look, Zach Bryan.
If you know you're being recorded, don't be that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's constantly being that guy.
In this day and age, that's not a smart road to take.
It's not. Like, just walk away, man. I don't know. Zach Bryan and me are not friends, so...
Can you separate the artist from their music? Because me, personally, I still like his music.
Because I know from a first-person point of view what she's been through and what he continues to do, no. It's too personal for me.
Still hate his music.
I do now. Like, it comes on and I change it. Like, I will skip it. I went through and I pulled him out of all of my likes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, we are not going to play a Zach Bryan song right now.
Please don't.
We don't want Cheyenne to leave the room.
But we do still play him, so. For those of you who are diehard, I get it. His music is great. I get it. For me, it's a no.
Yeah, make your decision one way or the other. You heard about it. This is the latest incident, which we'll probably see more.
Yes, more than likely. This conversation is TBC, because we know it's going to happen again.
True. You know what, Cheyenne? Just skip his birthday altogether.
You know, it wouldn't be the first year that I actually have done that.
It happened like over a week ago, right?
Yeah, but I got things going on. Sometimes you just gotta wait.
Yes, Easton, 2026.
You'll get your birthday party.
Congratulations,
last year.
You're 9. So you're having a little bit of a dilemma with the party.
Yeah, the dilemma is that up until this last year, we've really only had friends who didn't have kids, and or we only had a friend that had a few kids, right?
Right.
So his birthday party consisted of all of my friends.
Yeah.
Which wasn't that big of a deal. And then a couple of kids sprinkled in. But now we have multiple friends who have multiple kids within varying age ranges. So when I sat down to plan his birthday party, because I don't, unfortunately, the layout of my house is not like conducive to large groups of people, and definitely not multiple kids.
Right.
And I don't have a big yard to shoot people outside. So that was off limits. So when I went to go look for things, it was like Sky Zone or Andretti or the Ninja Place, you know, the places where they have rooms and specifically for parties.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that it's only for 10 people, like 10 active people, right? Yeah. That's not including the parents. So 10 kids, essentially. And if I include everybody from the various varying age ranges, I'm at like close to 20 kids.
Yeah.
So I'm at a like at a rock and a hard place as to, well, what do I do?
Yeah.
Or do I just tell the parents, I love you guys and I love all of your kids, but I'm only going to pay for kids who are between the ages of 4 and 14.
Right.
Because I'm sorry, I'm not paying for your one-year-old to go walk around a trampoline park.
Yeah,
you
no,
know what
that's
I mean?
Understandable.
Like, if you have to be side-by-side with them,
yeah.
I'm not paying for that. And I also feel like if your kid is over the age of 14, you can pay for them.
Yeah.
Or do they even want to come? Like, why do I need to factor that in?
Yeah, why don't you just do an age limit for the birthday party?
Like, yeah,
just
like, do, hey, under 14.
Kids 4 to 14 are welcome to come
and participate on my pay
there
on my
go.
Pay
that's
fine
it.
But anybody outside of those ranges
anybody,
needs
yeah.
to pay for themselves you or need, like your parents need to pay for you
exactly
because that's expensive because once you go outside of that 10 we'll call them jumpers in case we go to Sky Zone because I haven't solidified so also if you know of a really good place to go let me know because I don't
and also it. If you own a really good place let me
yeah
know.
Let me know
let us know
because
we can use a hookup
I
right
need
here.
A place right now so if you go over normally they're for parties of 10 and if you go over it's like $25 per extra person
per
on
person.
Top of that
so you're looking at about 5 to 10 more people.
Exactly.
So that could be an extra $500.
And I feel like a jerk. Like the people pleaser in me just wants.
That math was terrible.
I knew what you were saying.
$250.
Extra.
Sorry, yeah.
It's insane. So I'm like, the people pleaser in me really just wants all the kids to be there and have fun. And then like Auntie Cheyenne is like the cool one who like makes sure that everybody's taken care of. But like, see, the way that Auntie Cheyenne's bank account works is that it doesn't. So something's got to give.
This is where, Cheyenne, I have expressed the importance of a sugar daddy.
You know, if you have one in mind, let me know, because I've looked.
Rich men that appeal to Cheyenne, please call 602-894-5653. Thank you.
I'm in the market.
Yeah, man. It's a rough situation, because you don't want to look like a cheapo, but also like you're kind of like, Easton is 8.
Yeah.
He doesn't even relate to these 15-year-old kids.
No, but they love each other. That's why I want them there. See, that's where I struggle. Yeah. Like, I'm a good person.
They shall pay.
Literally.
Pay they shall.
But am I a jerk? Because I feel really yucky about it.
No, I don't think you're a jerk.
That's good.
It's one of these things where if you just don't have the means, a lot of people will be like, well, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, just don't do it. Just have a pizza party in your driveway or in your garage or something. You know what I mean? Like, that's how we did it back in the day. Like, Lord knows my family was not paying to go to like the movie theater for all the kids. You know, we were not that family. So literally, it was a fold-out table with some pizza and a cake.
See, if I had an actual driveway, I would do that. But I have a shared driveway, so I can't. See, I'm just this. I love this house. Like, I'm so proud of myself for buying a house by myself. But it's really not conducive to what I got going on in my life.
Yeah, maybe we should throw the party at Big Buxton AB Baby's place.
Hey.
I don't have a driveway.
He's like, yeah, no, I'm out on that, too.
I got a stoop.
Cheyenne, you're in a little bit of a pickle.
A smidgen of a pickle, you know, when you got birthday parties, you got to decide who comes and who doesn't.
When you factor in the people that are over 14 years old that you're thinking about charging for this birthday party that you're throwing for your son, how many are there? Is it going to like really affect the amount of people at your party?
I go from having to pay for 12 to 13 kids up to like 15, 16 kids.
Okay. So there's about five kids.
It's $25 an extra jumper.
Ooh.
And I'm already having to pay for three more over the allotted 10.
Okay. We got Henry on the phone in Maricopa. Morning, Henry.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, so what do you think? Cheyenne chooses to not pay for the kids over 14.
We got a lot of kids, so we've kind of been on both ends of it, you know.
Okay.
And so I don't think you're a jerk for not paying. I just think that in our case, we just probably wouldn't go. Because, like, what am I supposed to do? Tell some of my kids, hey, sorry, you guys can't go. And then we got to pick and choose. And it gets really weird.
Or you could just pay for the kids who are over 14.
Yeah, but having people pay to go to a party is kind of weird.
I mean, I definitely understand the perspective. But also,
it's
like,
hey, please come to my birthday party. And also, you're going to pay.
Why do I got to pay for your five kids? Like, if the party only has 10 and you're half of them.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword.
You know, like I said, like, I get it.
So, Henry, you're out for Ninja Kids next week for the kids?
So, you're not coming.
So, you're not coming is what you're saying.
Got it.
Look, I mean, if you guys end up making it to where people can win tickets on the radio,
I am giving away tickets to my kid's birthday party.
I like where his head's at.
So, the 10th caller gets pizza or whatever.
Holy shish kebab. Let's hire this guy immediately.
Henry is now the new character on the show.
There goes my job. Thanks, Henry.
Yeah, thank you.
I keep looking at the clock. I'm like, is it 5 o'clock? Let's go.
I wish it was 5 o'clock. I take it.
Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
And also, adios, y'all.
Bye.
What do you got planned for this weekend?
I have a lot of things that I'm doing.
Very specific.
That's all you get.
Okay. If you're planning on doing anything with Cheyenne, just know you got a lot of things planned.
I got a lot of things that I can't like openly talk about right now that I'm working on.
Oh.
So I'm putting a lot of time into that. This
okay.
weekend.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Super vague.
It's not. I mean, it is, but it's not.
I know. I'm just kidding.
So.
All right. Well, I'm going to totally expose myself then.
Please do.
We're going to Innings Fest today. We are then hitting up some bars later tonight.
Are you hitting up Mill? since you're going to be
down there. No. We're definitely going downtown. No. We go where the grown folk go. There's no chance I'm going to Mill Avenue. Let's go to University Bar. Show them my fake ID.
They'd be like, sir.
The one that shows you that you're younger instead of older.
I swear I'm 29.
The bouncer turns me away because I'm too old.
You ain't 25.
Wait, get out of here. What are you, Dad? Get out of here. You're in your 40s. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that. But I did go to the Battling Piano Bar one time, and that place is so fun.
Oh, I've never been there. Yeah. I've heard about it, though.
It is so fun. I don't know what it's called, but we did that broadcast in Tempe.
Yes.
At the Graduate Hotel. For my friends, they do a podcast. Anyway, long story short, they were like, let's go out in Tempe. And I'm like, okay. I don't know. I have no idea what's happening because I do not frequent Tempe.
Yeah, I've never been out in Tempe.
And so we did the Mill Avenue route. And I was like, whoa, let's go to the Omni rooftop.
I have been there. Love Omni.
And we went to Lucero's. Uh-huh. So we had a couple drinks up there. And then I guess people just wanted to get a little grimy. So they want to head down Mill. And I'm like, okay.
That is one thing I can say I have not done since I've lived here. I've never been down and partied on Mill.
Well,
oh, man.
Yeah.
We did our best to camouflage ourselves with the locals, the natives.
The college kids.
So whatever you end up doing this weekend, though, be careful because we want to see you on Monday. Okay. Yes. And we're going to have a new contest for Minute to Win It.
Yeah, we are.
Woo. All right. It's going to be a good time. Camel Nation, we'll see you on Monday, y'all. Be careful. We love you. Appreciate you. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.